It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
It was like passing a Tonka truck. It didn't belong in me.
Greg.
1.21 gigawatts.
Matt.
Maybe they shouldn't be firing lasers at the Antarctic ice.
Steve.
We were poor, asshole. That's all we had.
And Vaughn.
Why don't we go late? We can. I'm not working tomorrow, so we can go late.
Oh, wow. Thank God.
Woo!
Thank God. As long as Vaughn isn't working, we can go late.
I have a couple beers.
One,
you might still be awake.
Two, three. Fuck you.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Nip it in the bud. Randy. Nip it in the bud. Randy.
Uncle Jonathan's
corncob
pipe!
It's not funny! Whoops-a-daisy!
You fucker!
Manuel fucked up.
In the beginning is a train wreck.
Fucking up our intro! Derek!
Uncle Jonathan's corncob pipe!
Shit.
As always.
Welcome back, everybody.
Paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
I wanted to play some of these, too.
Death is... Please.
That's too low.
What was that? Inconceivable!
That's a good one.
Alright.
Yeah, some of these are so low. I have to fix these.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Will ye?
They're so low.
Ain't fuck me with you.
All right. It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com to get some stickers. Maybe.
If we can afford to
Jesus
make them.
Jesus Christ.
If we can afford it.
We're like Jesus Christ. They're so damn expensive.
Wow.
What the fuck is he printing these on?
I don't know.
The Shroud of Turin? It's a $337 for 250 stickers.
Something
fuck
like that.
Impossible.
Like a dollar and a quarter.
They're slicing
a
off skin, layers
like
of skin
three,
on that
almost
fat
yeah.
guy.
$3 a sticker.
What?
$250 for three, what? Three was it?
$337 for 250
it's
stickers.
Like two something a sticker.
Yeah.
No, it's.
Whatever
like
it is.
It's like a dollar and a quarter a sticker. Derek, get the calculator out.
No. It's expensive and we're not paying it.
Sorry.
Sorry, Mike.
I'll throw $100
okay.
for stickers. That's as far as I'll go.
Mike screwed Mike.
Yeah. No, it's not Mike's fault.
I know. I'm kidding. I just like doing that. Yeah, what can he do? He's just... He's not me.
He's the middleman.
Yeah, exactly. He's the middleman.
Middleman.
Yeah. So if there's anyone out there that knows how to print some good stickers...
Who are we, Steve Cast?
Cheap, yeah.
What the fuck?
Cafe Press.
Well,
yeah.
Anyone out there who knows how to print
yeah,
stickers.
We'll go on Cafe Press. We'll make
when
t-shirts.
When I got home last Thursday, I went on his little Blogspot thing. And yeah, he's got a cafe press store and everything.
Yeah, he
it's
definitely
like, are
does.
Are you fucking kidding me?
He's definitely
and yeah. You know how Carly kept asking about Owen?
Yeah, yes,
his friend Owen was the one who set him
oh,
up.
Oh yeah, major
with the cafe
what was
press.
It? Ultimate props to Owen.
Yeah,
what did he have on his page?
Yeah, that's what it said. Yeah,
something like that. Ultimate props.
To Come
Owen.
To my site for the
ultimate bowl of
Steve
Cass, Owen.
Steve Cass dildo.
Wow. Yeah.
You could use it for, like, Steve sex Cass. Or something. I don't know.
It's made out of a broken bottle.
Microphone-shaped dildo.
So anyway, we're the Aristocrats. I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Webmaster Matt, Steve.
Hello.
And Vaughn.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Craig is...
In absentia.
Very,
hey guys, how's it going?
Very, very absent.
He's probably very drunk, too, right now.
What? Yeah,
happy
probably.
Birthday
Most
to you,
very, Greg.
Yeah, very, very birthday.
Oh. Yeah. It's Craig's birthday, so.
Certainly is.
That's why he gets a bye week.
like he was going to show up anyway. I don't think he's coming next week either.
Well, you know why.
I'm taking him out of promo. No, we don't know why. Don't say why.
I'm not saying why. All you right. know why.
I never know with you.
Lick my balls, asshole.
See? I never know what you're going to say.
Lick my balls, asshole.
I think he knows by now.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, lick my asshole ball bag.
That's one thing he's learned.
Yeah. That's Craig's birthday. That's enough of that.
All right, yeah.
What have I learned? Have I learned anything?
Have a happy Beatles birthday, Craig.
We're going to dance and party. We didn't even get through. I fucked up the intro. I totally fucked up everything. Bad News Brown is dead.
Gone. Yeah. Bad News James Brown.
So.
He's dead.
You're saving that, weren't you?
No, he said it before. But
I did.
I don't think you paid attention. You were too dead busy
news
fucking
Brown.
Things up. Cold grave Brown.
Ooh. Autopsy. Bad news for the ground.
Autopsy special.
Bad news for the Brown family.
Bad news for the ground.
That was good.
Oh, wow. That's our wrestling talk for the day. Bad
okay,
news Brown is a pro wrestler, black fella.
The black fella.
Colored fella.
And he was a beer-bellied sharecropper.
He was. He was. He's fucking dead.
Yeah.
Which is weird because our pal Vendo, well, not Vaughn's pal, but our pal, was saying that we basically slandered him into submission.
Yeah, pretty much.
We ripped him. Well, we didn't really. We ripped him apart vicariously through Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
Wow.
About two weeks ago.
Yeah. But you got to wonder, you know, all the years that he spent insulting cockroaches, calling them spineless. Now they're gonna get him.
Wow.
I don't think cockroaches eat people. Do
yeah,
they
might.
Well, I guess they could.
They eat anything.
Worms.
Yeah. Oh, I know worms, but I'm saying.
Well, they could, but.
What do you think this guy's going to be buried in? Pine box. He's done.
No, not even a pine box. He'll be buried in like cardboard.
A refrigerator box.
Like he's got any money from when he was wrestling. Yeah.
He probably had nothing.
Are there any wrestlers that still have money?
Aside from
like Hogan.
Piper's probably got some money.
What, smart ones who like saved up?
Yeah. And invested properly.
How much do they even get paid? I don't even know.
Well,
I'm sure it varies from talent to talent, but
I know that there was like an average salary of like in the couple hundred thousands at one point.
Well,
average salary. Yeah.
Look how many so-called retired wrestlers who are like now in their like 60s, 50s are still doing, you know, state shows in the Catholic basement.
Yeah. But there's also ones that have been promised like by Vince McMahon. Promised lifetime employment. I think Mae Young and
Beulah?
Beulah.
Is that
Moolah?
The Great Moolah.
That's
and,
it.
And Mae Young, I think, have lifetime employment. That's
They're
why
already
they,
dead,
they
though.
They show up. Yeah, they basically are. That's why they show up every
like
now and then.
Both
Sergeant Slaughter.
Grave.
Sergeant Slaughter has lifetime employment.
But isn't he working for him, though?
Yeah. I'm just saying, he has
in
lifetime. He's
Monsoon,
doing something
Monsoon
like Monsoon
before he died.
Had yeah. lifetime employment. I think his family is taken care of as well.
Yeah.
And there's Tony Garea, I think. A couple
Al
of guys.
Snow still working for him in Florida, right? No, it's
guess,
the truth. He is.
Yeah.
He works for him as a recruiter.
Yeah.
Pretty
much. He works as a recruiter in Florida.
But I'd say if you get on television, I don't know about now, but there was a point where you were basically making about $250,000 a year.
Yeah, that's not
a
bad,
year.
Which is, yeah, but you know they were all blowing it. And,
oh yeah,
absolutely.
Well, also, they never paid for their transportation.
Yeah,
that's why they were all getting like car accidents and shit. Like it's like Arn Anderson and Sid Vicious got in a car accident. In Texas, and you're just like, why are they fucking traveling together?
Right?
On the panhandle.
Yeah.
Well, didn't Duggan and somebody get into a car accident several years ago? I think it was the Sheik and Duggan or something. They were doing an indie show. Yeah.
And Sheik and Duggan.
Joey Morella.
Some great fucking conversation.
All this fucking
Joey
wrestling
Morella
talk.
Died.
Bendo is coming in his pants.
He
right
probably
now.
Is. I think, didn't Joey Morella die on the
Joey Morella.
On the park? Monsoon's nephew?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Referee.
Oh.
He died in a car accident.
Well, like Bret Hart was going to get a few mil a year, I think, from WCW. To
yeah.
go there when he left.
Oh,
like
yeah,
$2 million a year.
Yeah. Oh, those
How
guys.
How long was he in WCW?
A couple years.
Was he?
Eight years? Maybe?
I don't even remember him ever being there, ever.
I really don't either, but I wasn't watching.
I never watched, but I'm just like.
In WCW?
Yeah.
He was there, till the end almost, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I
probably
remember,
right up until the end.
Yeah, up to the very last show, I think. Mm-hmm. He even wrestled the last show.
Yeah. But guys like Triple H and The Rock, The Rock was probably making at least $7 million a year.
Oh, yeah.
Probably
well, those are taken care of.
Without royalties or anything or any
when was the last time The Rock wrestled?
Well, I don't care.
Dwayne Johnson.
When was the last time he lived? I wish he was dead.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's just doing shitty movies now. Yeah. Doing video game movies. He's doing Spy Hunter. What the fuck? That stupid fucking racing game.
Spy Hunter?
Spy Hunter, yes.
Yeah. I love that game.
That was supposed to come out last year. It's still being held. And they
you were just doing Contra's music.
I didn't want to say it.
Well, I don't have it all stored in my memory. I have more important things to remember.
Yeah, like my name.
Spy Hunter was that...
You're a dork.
It comes to Pitch Perfect video / wrestling themes.
All right, enough of this shit. Let's go with something else.
Fucking frightening you
are. So Bad News Brown is dead. Very sad.
Who's next?
Scott Hall. We're still hoping.
No, it's not going to happen.
Can we make fun of Scott Hall right now? Beat him into submission?
Yeah. Find some old bad promos.
Jake the Snake still alive? Yeah, right?
Yeah. I don't want him to die.
The Snake Richards? Keith Richards?
Yeah.
He's never in a gutter somewhere with an empty duffel bag.
He's actually embalmed himself with crack cocaine.
Wow.
Pretty much.
It's a preservative.
Yeah.
Man. Disgusting.
He looks haggard as all hell.
Yeah.
I didn't get to see that interview with him. Who was that on?
I was on YouTube.
Okay.
The Jake Roberts?
Yeah, I never got to see that.
Yeah, if you just put like Jake Roberts, like shoot, it was a shoot interview from a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was very good.
Shooting heroin. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, as he's doing the interview.
Shooting a snake.
Yeah. Well, see, he puts the heroin in the snake and he bites him.
Yeah.
instead of venom. It's like that song by
Godsmack.
Godsmack, yeah.
Godsmack.
What?
Oh, I hate Godsmack.
That sounds like it hurts.
I hate that song too. Oh my god.
Okay. Yeah.
What the fuck?
On that note,
there was a Godsmack song.
I know. You don't have to explain it to me.
Thank you.
Yeah, you stupid ass.
We should just do a wrestling show. I've been thinking. All right, about
fine.
That.
Well, just completely That's convert. It. The
no,
show
no,
to
not
wrestling.
This. Like a separate show.
Yeah.
On like Sunday or something.
Yeah.
And just get all the wrestling stuff out there.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Well, Bad News Brown died.
Oh, I know.
It's kind of poppy. You know, it's kind of part of the whole show.
It is, but some people like it. Some people don't.
But the
Who
thing
gives a shit.
But the thing is,
I don't know. Me?
Hey.
Wow.
Also, the thing is, Bad News Brown, when was the last time you've ever heard anybody talk about him?
Yeah.
People who like wrestling don't know who Bad News Brown is.
It's true.
Yeah.
And we just spent like 20 minutes on him.
That's fine.
He
deserved it.
He deserved five minutes.
I never forgot.
Just an idea, fellas.
He was only around for a couple years.
I never forgot
him.
Besides his family, you're the only one who's going to be at that grave.
I don't even think he has family.
Probably not.
But I know that he doesn't have money, at least. So.
Well, not anymore.
No.
Can't take it with you.
I don't think he really ever made any money to begin with.
Probably not.
That was good.
Do we have his theme music?
Oh, fuck that.
Oh, yeah, right here. Yeah, he didn't have any theme music.
No.
Yeah,
he was one of those guys who never had theme music.
Nope, he was always standing in the ring.
Yeah, there was a couple of them.
And they would just announce him. Yeah. And then he would jump the other guy as they were selling it to the crowd.
Yeah. Ted DiBiase for years didn't have
that. Yeah.
And then he got that $1 million
1990,
rap
I think. Yeah.
DiBiase wasn't really a wrestler, though, was he?
What do you mean?
No, DiBiase wasn't a wrestler.
No, I mean, like, asshole, like...
Asshole-like. That's all he ever did was wrestle.
Was he?
Yeah.
The only times I remember
him...
He
debuted in, like, 78.
Oh, sorry. The only times I remember him is ever only bringing people out, managing people. I never remember him wrestling.
Well, before that.
Steve Austin out when he was the ringmaster.
Yeah.
That was Steve Austin's big gimmick, that he was a master of the ring.
The master of the ring.
And then he turned into a drunk guy that kicks people and drops them on their neck. He's a master of the ring.
The only times I remember seeing him was bringing out Andre. Like,
yeah, but
walking
he didn't,
Andre
he didn't
out, like a,
bring
like
out
a leash.
Andre. Andre was just his like his bulldozer.
Yeah,
he would.
But I saw Andre wrestle more than I saw him.
He wrestled a lot. Just take our word for it.
Okay, fine.
They were just starting to push him as the $1 million man at that point. That's all right.
All right, we're over it.
And, when we do the Wrestlecrat show,
yeah.
Let's not invite Vaughn.
Okay,
I don't give a fuck.
He doesn't know a lot about wrestling.
I don't give two shits.
He doesn't know that Ted DiBiase wrestled.
Oh my god! Fucking. Sling me up and shoot me in the face.
Right, let's get rid of the wrestling. What else we got?
Prick. God.
Well, I'm reading about the Mexico's half-ton man.
Oh, yes. My God.
Shedding. And it's so funny, like the pictures I get in my head from just reading it. Six people pushed his wheel-equipped iron bed out to the street as a mariachi band played. And a crowd gathered to see the man who once weighed 1,235 pounds.
Now entering the ring at 1,235 pounds.
That's just like, I don't know, it's just so absurd.
Oh, my God.
That's so
celebrate the milestone, a forklift placed under his bed. onto a trailer pulled by a pickup truck, and the 41-year-old mechanic rode through the streets of
mechanic.
He was a mechanic.
What does that say? Did you just say mechanic?
Yes, it said he was a mechanic.
How?
I don't know.
Well, I guess
on the dolly all day.
He could easily lift cars. I mean, he was a jack.
Just oozes underneath him.
Like the human blob.
He could just like put himself into the tailpipe.
Nothing.
And run through the whole
blob.
Exhaust system.
Since the summer of 2002, he had been bedridden, relying on his mother and friends to feed and clean him. I would never make you guys come over and clean me.
So I guess,
dude, if I ever get to the point where I need people to feed and clean me, just end it.
Seriously. Shoot you in the face.
Done.
Lola farting?
Yeah, the dog is farting
God.
In her face.
No.
Dog
sounds
is
like
a
someone
monster.
Shit a skunk.
Anyway.
She farts. But how does it say he's a mechanic, but he's been bedridden?
It just,
since,
yeah, I know. Yeah, he's been bedridden for 4 years now.
So how much does he weigh now? Six something?
Five something.
A five?
He's 840.
Oh, 840? Now?
He only lost 400.
Oh.
From 1,200. So, yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God.
He was bedridden since 2002.
It just said he was chubby as a kid. He weighed,
so was I.
I know. It said he weighed more than 250 pounds as an adolescent. Well, an adolescent, you could be like 16, 17. That's like, that's not unheard of.
Probably when he was like 13.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably where they're going with it.
That's a lot. Yeah. Carly mentioned that. Did we do that last week, the British kid? Was that the story you brought up?
I don't know if we talked about it.
We didn't talk about
it,
but we brought it up.
I think I sent that to you.
Yeah.
He's like 5 feet tall and 218 pounds.
He's a big fella,
but he's only eight.
Yes, I saw the video of that on BBC World. It's
what they were going to take him away, but then they decided that they'll just let him die.
Well, I don't know. They made some kind of deal.
They made some kind of deal that he'd actually that his mother would actually sit there and watch.
Stop
his food
fucking feeding him.
He'll die by 30. They said.
If he kept eating like he is.
Yes, Carly.
They should introduce him to that really fat guy that lost weight. Wow.
As inspiration.
Yeah, don't be like me.
He's like, wow, so I can
this
still...
This isn't a joke.
I can still go up to six bills and be all right. Nice.
Six bills.
Hey, at least I'm not 1,200.
That was a little bit of cushion, so to speak.
Yeah, could be worse. Could be 1,200.
Talking about cushion, we saw that dead fat girl that we were looking at before.
What?
Before you got on the show. God, talking about fat people.
My God. That dead fat girl.
Ugh.
I don't understand what this was about. But this is a local phenomena that was in our area.
That's because there's an eatery every five fucking steps on the highway.
A China
no, there was something wrong
steps.
With this girl.
Probably. Like,
probably a thyroid problem or something.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, but also a false identity perception problem as well.
Also a Twinkie problem.
Well, yeah.
A cake problem.
I don't know. Some girl.
Full layer cakes.
A triple chocolate meltdown problem.
Oh, I have that same problem. I want
so do
to
lie. But you know what? I'm not 500 pounds.
Yeah. And people are obsessed with her, or were obsessed with her and
that
still
guy
are.
Still I'm obsessed sorry. With her.
One guy was obsessed
no,
with her.
No, there was like at least a dozen people on her page
really?
You posted constantly. She's been dead for a year and a half. And since then, there has been 16 pages of comments. That's 800 comments. That's ridiculous. She's fucking dead.
This
enough.
Let me try to get the link up here.
Oh, God.
Yeah, let's see it.
No, it's...
Well...
She posted seductive pictures of herself on her MySpace page, and they said that it was unexpected that she died of cardiac arrest. It was unexpected. I don't get it.
I don't get it.
I don't understand, and I don't know why these people were obsessed with her.
I think, I don't know. Yeah, that guy's got a tattoo, right, wasn't it? Was
yeah,
it
like he's a chubby chaser. And he's...
Oh.
And he's,
I think he was friends with her, too, because there's a picture of him and his wife and her.
Yeah, but I don't know.
But
yeah,
also,
he's married to a girl almost as big.
Whoa.
And he's got a tattoo of the other girl.
But also he isn't all that, I don't know, small, if we can say that.
Well, he's a hefty fella.
He's a hefty fella. He's got to be close to 300 pounds.
And
but
his wife's got to be close to six.
She's about four, and the other one's about five.
Oh,
so
Lord.
You're talking...
Keep feeding, honey.
Over half a ton of humanity. And
Matt just hates fat people.
For I hate who's excessively fat people. Yeah. I'm fat.
He's self-loathing. That's what it is. Fat
people. He hates like obese people.
Yeah, morbidly. I'm clinically obese, but morbidly obese people really bother me.
If I was 50
pounds
heavier, I'd hate myself.
Yeah, seriously. Well, I don't know. I don't see the point. I don't understand what the big deal was about this girl other than she was big.
Yeah. Well, some people do care for people, you know.
This is different.
Well, that's a little obsessed when you're getting people's faces tattooed on your arm.
Yeah, and posting 800 comments after they die.
If you remember looking on the page, it was like almost every other comment was that guy. Like
yeah,
every
well,
other comment
it was split up between about three people with a couple other people here and there posting as well. But I mean, come on. And they're posting stuff like she's still alive, though. Kind of like, hey.
But I guess it's kind of like when people go to a grave and put flowers down and talk. I guess it's like the modern way of doing that.
It's you also know what like, I mean? What is it, on Cooper Road, right? I know I'm getting too local for the area. But on Cooper Road, in the back, when you go to the back area.
The one kid that died?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's every year his family, friends go and put shit around that tree where he
you know,
died.
So I can it's kind of gay and like drop it, but like I can understand it a little
drop
bit.
Drop it.
No, so
move on, fuckface.
See, the thing is like, it's one thing to just like leave, you know, messages sort of on a person's page like that. But there's some messages on there where they act as if like, they're going to see her when they come home from work. Things like that. It's a different level.
It's a little obsessive.
Yeah. Like, I'll talk to you when I get home. No, you're not. She isn't there.
So, do you think somebody actually still maintains the site? Like, somebody, like, logs in as
her?
No,
she hasn't been logged in since
October. Oh, so it's still five, right? Right.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you know, you could, like, send a friend request and then just post comments. Like, you want to go out to dinner? You know?
It's like that, it's like with my Death Space, right?
Yeah. All those, yeah.
And you can even see on some of those, the ones where the kids have just died.
She's big.
Like, what is
it? Oh! And she's just weird looking.
Oh, God.
I can't look at these.
She looks like a giant.
Oh, my God.
A giant baby with Down syndrome.
Yeah,
that's what she's like.
Oh, my goodness.
Should we give out the address?
For the viewers who don't know, we shouldn't. For the viewers who obviously can't see this.
Holy shit.
There's a slideshow of a slip and slideshow of
this
fat monster.
Wow. You go to myspace.com/D40179.
Is that her weight?
That's MySpace. And he has like a little photo, like a slideshow of her. And there was one where she's in a pool.
And it looked like.
The pool's on her.
It looked like a whale was coming out of the water for
breath. There's all these hearts floating.
I don't understand.
That'd be fun if they turn into like chocolate Easter bunnies, like
and she eats them.
Like
an animation of her hum.
Like Peeps.
Wow.
Peeps.
Wow.
This is
pizza slices.
We are knocking it out of the park.
Heart-shaped pizza slices.
Holy yeah, pepperoni pizza.
She's almost as big as your friend Fat Tony, Steve.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, we gotta talk about him.
You know what? We shouldn't talk about him because he's my friend and I don't want to bring him into this. He's not even that heavy.
Oh, it's getting awkward here. See, Matt doesn't like Fat Tony.
No, I don't.
And
really
Fat Tony wanted to call in the show, and Matt said if he calls in, then Matt's actually going to leave the studio.
This is true.
That's how much he doesn't like him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he really doesn't even want to have anything to do with him. He doesn't want to hear him talk.
Maybe in 2 weeks when we come back, because we're off next week, maybe we'll have Fat Tony call in.
Oh.
Well, we'll see if all we can,
well,
if we can make it.
Much to Matt's chagrin.
I will be here.
Well, but he's Steve's friend, and he listens to the show.
Best fucking friend, actually.
Wow.
Aw, BBF. Aww.
Dude.
Best fucking friend, dude.
Holy shit. Anyway.
I'll see if I can work that out with him.
Yeah, let us know.
We'll go to dinner, and we'll talk about it.
Nah,
well, he'll go to dinner.
Oh,
it's
my
weird. This guy.
Dinner.
This guy here, like, he has like a top, like, I don't know, 14, 16, whatever.
Yeah.
And they're all fat girls.
20-something. Oh, yeah, he's a chubby chaser.
Yeah. Oh, you think?
On his pictures, he has one where it's a stupid bumper sticker that says, I like fat chicks.
Yeah.
So I think he's a little obsessed.
Just a bit.
And he's a round man himself. So
it's just,
he's not as big as anyone on this page, though.
No.
He's just like a stocky dude, but all these girls are just fat. And they all post seductive pictures of themselves like they're attractive.
So, yeah. Well, some guys like this.
No, you see,
I refuse to believe that
they don't really like it. There's some kind of a chemical imbalance in their brain.
Chemical imbalance. Oh. Yeah, they hadn't had enough shakes.
Wow. Oh, yeah. My God.
She's a big gal.
Wait, hold on.
She must wear a Triple H bra. Oh, shit.
What does it say? Do you want to know me?
Holy crap. Yeah.
No. How about that?
Look at the arms.
Wait. Look at the picture where she's sleeping. It looks like she's going to get suffocated by her tits.
Is that her body or is that a bed sheet?
Oh, my. Jesus. They're not even, like, facially attractive in the least. They have these fat pig faces. fat round cheeks like they're stuffed with snowballs.
This one, look at the stretch marks on her elbow or shoulders.
How do you get stretch marks on your shoulders?
This is a different girl here.
Her traps have stretch marks.
Her shoulders all the way around to her back, she has stretch marks.
She is a stretch mark.
Living, breathing stretch mark.
Oh my God.
What'd you say?
She fell through the floor of the stairs.
Yeah. Yeah. She's an abyss.
There was one with the redhead girl where she was like leaning against the couch on her knees.
Yeah, on her knees.
Probably said it looked like she fell over and she's trying to get back on the couch.
No, I don't think she fell over. I think she was trying to show people her big old ass.
I know she was.
That is, oh my God.
Why'd you have to go there, Vaughn? Why?
Why? Think about it in the thong.
Vomit.
You're a scumbag.
Vomit.
Vaughn can never be a color commentator in wrestling.
Off-color commentary.
I think we should turn his fucking mic off now. You bastard.
You're the worst.
Oh, man.
You're a prick.
Oh, my God. There's two Dave Hebners. No, that's his brother.
That's his twin. Stupid. That's Earl.
He works in the back. I saw him before the show.
They talked about it. They said we're going to pretend to be the same guy, but we're brothers.
Oh, I guess I should have said that.
Funny.
But anyway.
I'm kind of getting sick of talking about fat people.
Not just fat. Fat if they were cut in half.
Gargantuan people.
Mammoth.
Massive.
Massive.
Massive loads of waste.
Holy shit.
So I wonder if that slob's on my death space now.
Yeah.
Oh, she probably is if you look through
Maybe that's where I saw her.
Yeah.
Could have been.
Maybe. Because I've been looking at that site for like a year now.
Yeah, it's probably.
So I might have called her on there.
Ugh, ew.
Yeah, in fact, I think it was because I remember seeing the tattoo, too, of the guy.
Yeah, sexy. And her face is just so disgusting. The fat too. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
disgusting. Wow. Enough.
I guess from what we were describing, Grim Tim, which is, I guess, Tim.
Yeah.
He says this sounds like some kind of monster from Greek mythology.
Greek mythology.
It kind of is when you think about
it. She's like the Kraken.
Yeah.
Ew, especially that water picture.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It should be two halves of a boat on either side of her.
They're just eating.
Photoshop that real quick.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. That would be hilarious.
They're just eating pirates.
The Crappin.
She was in Clash of the Titans. I love that movie, too.
Oh, me too. Great.
Clash of the Frightens.
Clash of the ill-fitting clothes on the fat fucking fucks.
Whoa!
Holy shit.
I'm just putting it out there.
That was good.
Laying all the cards on the table, just like a Gemini.
Clash of the Frightens. Oh, man. Well, how much would it take for you to fuck her? Seriously.
Can't happen.
Her dead corpse?
You can't be done.
Okay, just another.
Peter Steele couldn't fuck her.
Wow.
He can fuck anything.
Steve gave me a look.
His eyes
I didn't even mean to. Shut up. No, we're not doing this again. I'm presumed straight until proven otherwise.
Presumed.
What's your new MySpace name?
He doesn't want to get into
it. It's undergoing a process of change.
Oh, okay.
He's between screen names right now.
He's going to change it tonight when he's home.
Holy shit. Oh,
wow. I'd go dead for that fat slob.
Wow. Dead. Gone.
Seriously. Like a girl that was like 400 pounds would like for $1 million.
No, I couldn't do it.
You couldn't?
Million?
Could
no
you,
way.
You could even get a hard on?
I don't know. That's why I couldn't do it.
I don't know if I could.
$1 million?
I need a fluffer. There's no
$1 million would be my fluffer.
I don't know.
I would look at it and be like, all right.
She's like, I just need fluff.
Marshmallow fluff.
Spread it on and dive in.
And peanut butter.
Dude, wow. you just scoop the loop and fold the flop, remember?
Wow!
An ocean of loopness that ain't like nothing.
Holy shit. Right,
you just grab a piece of fat and start humping it. Like, just, that's good enough.
Just anything.
Jump anywhere in jump anywhere in the mess.
Oh, those are my obliques.
Obliques.
You got tons of them, honey.
No.
Those are my oblique existence.
Gross.
Oh. Wow. Okay. She kind of sounds like Fat Tony.
A little bit. That's why I don't like
her. She's as big as Fat Tony.
Yeah, I want to bring up yet another, at least for locally for us here, is a teacher being accused of trying to like solicit sex with students. This was in Woodbridge. And apparently the teacher had sent to two different students, like 16 or whatever, like explicit text messages.
Oh, did she drop them a nasty text?
About, yeah. About, like, you know, giving them, you know, a hand job or something.
Hand jobs.
That's like, it?
I don't know what. I'm just assuming.
I could never
get it. It's set to perform sex acts, you know, with them.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a woman teacher.
They didn't post her picture. So
a girl,
no, monster. Or did they post her?
Oh. Yeah, they showed her picture in the newspaper.
She's homely as fuck.
Yeah, she's not like as, you know, attractive.
This is the first time I've ever heard about this where it hasn't been a hot blonde, a young hot.
There was one. That was once.
What?
Every other time has been straight out gangly.
Really?
Yes.
The only ones I've ever seen have been hot blondes.
But me and Derek were talking before, and we're like,
Wait, hold on,
When did this just start happening? Like, this can never happened.
Can I interrupt for a second? Yes, please, I just saw you blow up right there.
Tim is getting very mad at you, Steve.
Oh, no.
This is an actual quote from Steve about two years ago. I want to fuck an 800-pound woman. Just jump in and start humping the mess.
Wow.
What, do you have friends that have, like, brains like...
I stole that from ICP. I didn't make that up. Come on.
Oh, so you were just singing along.
I just said it because it's funny.
Singing along.
It is funny.
Because it's funny.
I don't know what's sadder, that you said that or that you listen to ICP.
Which one's sadder?
Well, I heard it from Steve. People. Steve was playing it.
I stab people.
800 pounds, huh? All right, so I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Anyway.
Some teacher?
Most of them have been very homely, fat, and just nasty looking.
Really?
No, there's been several really hot ones.
Yeah, last two, I think.
Was that
I
one
think.
In Florida, I think?
That one from Florida was extremely hot.
The blonde with the blonde mental case from Florida. Yeah. And then there was another one, in the Southwest, I think. Mm-hmm. But everyone else I've ever heard of, always homely or fat and just nasty.
Wow.
Like, ugh.
We had the old
Maybe
male,
I just don't
the
pay
old
attention
male teachers
to
were purported to have done stuff.
Fucking 11-year-olds.
Let me see the dong in my hat.
Wow.
Whoa.
You know what I'm talking about.
A little home.
And speaking of teachers, we discussed your teacher. You had the special ed teacher
Ms.
that
Weinstein?
Was killed. Mm. Yeah, she. They finally found that guy.
Convicted him this year.
Today they found him guilty. Mm. I don't know what took so long. How long? That happened like 10 years ago.
Yeah. Happened when I was still
96.
In school.
Yeah.
96?
I think it was in high school when that happened. Yeah.
So 11 years ago?
Crazy.
This guy's been out for 11 years?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's been in jail.
No, yeah, he's been in jail for 11 years.
Has he?
Oh.
Yeah. But still, he like, you know, now he's like probably going to like prison. Like he's probably just been in you know, a county jail somewhere. Now he's actually going to go. Like,
he'll go up.
Yeah, he's done.
Definitely. I don't remember how long, though. I just saw it before I left, but
probably
I
at least 20 years or so.
Something like, enough time.
Well, does it already? Do they already?
Yeah, I don't know if they like commute a sentence to.
They probably do.
Time
probably
served continue. Or whatever. Who cares? His life's over. Good.
Yeah. So is hers.
Well, it was smart. I mean, to think about it, it was a smart idea what she did. You know, taping the whole conversation.
Yeah,
That was
up until she died, and then he didn't even realize she was doing it.
Really?
Yeah.
The defense was trying to say that it was possibly his brother.
Yeah, his brother he had him come and help him move a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
and
so they were trying to say that, you know, that's why he just helped his brother.
Said it was him.
Body. But she clearly said his name on the tape.
Yeah. Like a shitload
several
of
times.
Why are you doing this?
Yeah. Please don't kill me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Over,
please don't kill me.
It was either that, his name, what are you doing, why are you doing this? I think even at one point she even said she talked to his mother.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she said she would. Yeah. I don't think she actually did, but she said.
I think she said she, you know, I drive you to your mother's house and I'd sit and talk to her with you.
Yeah.
At one point, yeah.
Yeah, she was praying to God. And he didn't help, so.
No, he didn't.
It's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Yeah. All right, thanks for bringing it down, Derek.
It was the front page of the press 2 days in a row.
No, well, you know,
we talked about it last week.
Well, we were all having shits and giggles with the fat people, and all of a sudden you had to bring that up.
Yeah, no, I was.
Don't make me burp.
I still like the horny teachers, man.
Yeah, awesome. Me too.
Yeah, but.
Send you a text like, Yeah, your math homework is page 10 through 20.
I'll give you a handy
and
if
then
you give it.
I want to blow you.
Wow. Page 69, wink, wink.
I'm giving you a B for blow.
I'm giving you an R for
rim job.
Rim job.
An R.
Dope.
It's not even a grade. Shut up.
Shut up and take down your drawers.
Yeah.
Okay.
That doesn't sound like a chick.
No, it
didn't. It didn't at all. It
sounded like one of those fat chicks we were just talking about.
Well, I don't know what they sound like.
Oh, I love fat chicks.
Mm. Feed me. Feed me your cock.
Wow. Right, you want to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
I'm all fatted out.
I need a refresher.
We need to look at some anorexic girls. Even
hot.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break and bear it back. We're on live, though.
I didn't know.
There, Vaughn.
Did you pick up the book when this came out?
Guess I should put my headphones on.
Did I pick up the book?
The Rise of the Ogre?
What are you talking about?
For them, for the gorillas.
Loud.
No.
They put out a book around Christmas time, which is just a kind of like a telling of their of them, of how they met and everything, like their kind of history.
Uh-huh.
It's really good. Especially with Jamie Hewitt, all the art and everything in it. A lot of new stuff.
The one guy is from Radiohead, right? Or Blur? Which
Blur.
One? It's Blur, I forget. Mm-hmm. I forget.
And Jamie Hewitt is the man who created Tank Girl, who did all the art. Yes.
Okay.
That's one of the worst movies.
I've never watched it, but I could tell it's
the
terrible.
The comic books, amazing. The movie,
is
shit.
Is Ben Affleck in that movie?
No.
No.
Laurie Petty's in that
movie. Then it can't be the worst.
close.
Laurie Petty's in that movie. I've met her before.
No, it is really fucked. It is a huge stinker. I saw that in the movies.
I have it on tape.
Mm. Of course you do.
Yeah.
I'm gay.
Fuck you.
Okay.
There are still girls like in Portland, like punk girls, who dress up like Tank Girl.
Yeah.
And like live their life like Tank Girl.
And hopefully jump off high buildings.
I bet too.
No. Yeah. It's like this weird underground secret society.
Why couldn't Tank Girl have been a girl who was run over by a tank?
they based their whole lives on that character. Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Whatever.
Yeah, okay. To each his
some
or her own.
Some people get into things and they base their lives on it, you know?
Matt.
Yeah. Sure.
Matt.
No, I don't know. I can't relate to that because it's gay.
Okay. But. Living your life like a comic book character that's been out of print for 10 years.
More than that, probably, yeah.
Or living your life like unemployed Wolverine, like Vaughn over here.
Oh, yeah.
He's a mailman. He's got a job.
Just get like a few pieces of hair.
He's got a good job.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
No, I'm just
hilarious. Some fat.
Fat adamantium.
Wolverine minus any muscle.
Wow.
Devoid of any muscle.
See, Vaughn or Wolverine really let himself go.
Wow.
Come on. Halloween. Come on.
I'll do it. Yeah.
Just do your chops like Wolverine.
Yeah.
Get the leather suit. I'm sure you can get a hold of the one.
You don't even have to do leather. You could do the yellow and blue spandex.
Okay.
Even better.
He needs to do the suit, but not be able to zipper it or something.
Yeah. Do the brown jacket. I'll just do that with the white white t-shirt.
Fine.
It's ultra tight. Just with my gut sticking out a little bit.
Oh, my God.
It'll be hot.
And have like just forks.
Forks.
Like a little sausage on them.
Just have them bent over.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Ah, put the fuck?
Hors d'oeuvres on them.
This dog.
The dog is. What's she doing?
Dog is biting
eating
his toes.
My foot. I don't know.
Wow. Knock it off.
Matt just manhandled my fucking
her
2 pound
heart is
dog.
Beating a thousand miles an
speaking
hour.
Speaking of gay and strange, how about Michael Jackson?
Wait, hold on.
Thank you, Tim, for that segue.
Yeah. How did we segue into me
segue.
Being fat?
Speaking of
well,
gay
I segued
and
it, because Tim...
What are you trying to say, you Tim prick?
Tim posted the
you fucking
the
asshole.
Site for the news story.
Okay.
I saw this, and I didn't click on it because I really didn't care about Michael Jackson, but there's a couple things that are really funny.
But then you read it.
In this article. Well, I read it when he sent it to me. It says, amid a lavish party filled with fans, impersonators, orphans, and handicapped children.
Orphans and handicapped
Where
children.
Was this?
In Tokyo.
Japan.
Of course.
Japan.
Fucking retards.
Michael Jackson said Thursday that he wouldn't change the path of his career despite, quote, deliberate attempts to hurt me.
Wait, what?
I don't get it.
But what did that mean?
I guess the whole thing was like, you know.
The media?
Yeah, like you're living a recluse, like you're fucking, you're an idiot. Like, would you have changed anything in your career? And he said no.
Two things strike me in this. Yeah. Number one, the orphans, like
handicapped children.
Yeah, handicapped children, like orphans, like they just go up to kids on the street, like, "Hey, you want to go see Michael Jackson?" Like, that's a death sentence for any kid.
No,
Japanese orphan.
Wait, hold on.
Just massive orphanages that have some kind of like collaboration with whoever's running this. Is
and that, number two. A Japanese Michael Jackson impersonator.
Wow.
Yes.
That is ridiculous.
Tell them how accurate. Much they paid.
And number three, handicapped kids so they can't get away.
Oh, bum leg, huh?
The people who actually showed up, like, that weren't handicapped and disabled, tell them how much they paid to show up for this thing.
We'll get to that.
Ugh.
Handicapped and kidnapped.
Christ. It annoys me, these stupid gooks. Why the fuck do they have to do this shit? It pisses me off. This, Paris Hilton, anything she comes out, if she comes out with something in that country, they glom over it because it's some stupid celebrity shit.
Yeah, why not?
It's, they put out like months worth of pay for some stupid little shit.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Godzilla is not my lover.
Wow, that's awesome.
Holy shit.
Well, there were about 400 people there who paid $3,500 each for a buffet dinner.
Buffet.
And a show featuring... Not Michael Jackson, but Japanese
slanty-eyed impersonators.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Fucking god!
You know, I don't even think you dislike Japanese people that much. I think I think it's vendo.
Yeah.
No, it's just I don't.
I've never heard you say the word gook until now.
Okay, maybe.
And for a while you were calling him a gook, and he wasn't even.
Yeah. Just read it.
Well,
read it.
What's my MySpace profile name now?
Oh, Vondo the Fat Lane?
Yes.
Yeah. But anyway,
you're not fat.
And no, thinking of talking about that transplant.
Oh, Jesus.
Like I was saying, I was sitting on on Chaos Radio show on last Friday.
Uh-huh.
They were doing the whole cross promotion last week.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Right. And Vendo's.
By the way, they got the whole front page of cringehumor.net.
Holy shit.
Yeah, we didn't get that.
Oh, don't start this.
Oh, boy. Comes another feud.
I think Joe said
they've been around for a while.
Yeah.
I think Joe was talking about this earlier on his show, how they got the front page and no one else did.
I was surprised. I was like, wow.
Anyway.
I guess they're a big deal. Have you heard of them before this?
No, I've never heard of them.
I did.
I've never heard of them.
Really?
No.
I actually did.
No. I never
followed. You were telling me that they were like one of your people on your MySpace.
They were like one of my
page.
First friends for the Aristocrats.
No, I don't know.
Yeah. That I noticed.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, go ahead.
Sitting on there, listening to that show on the chat, and, you know, Vendo's on there. And it's like I guess it's the middle of the afternoon for him, like on the weekend. And he's sitting there with a webcam, and he's all, you know, being cute and all that stupid shit. You know, taking his shirt off, scaring people in the chat room. I know he's totally going to rip me apart for this, but I don't care. He had a chance to rip me apart on the chat in the chat room, did he? No.
Wow.
No, he had a chance. He knew it was me. He saw my name on the stupid thing. He even acknowledged that it was me. He didn't even, and he could have ripped me apart right in and there. Mm-hmm. But he didn't.
Maybe it just comes to him at a certain time. You know, he
was feeling pity for you.
Yeah, maybe.
He's feeling pity. No, you guys are feeling pity giving me this time to sit on this show and rant like an idiot.
Yeah,
he's figured out our ruse.
That'll end soon.
Yeah, right.
Two things in the chat. Christine, her best friend from college, is obsessed with Tank Girl. If she dresses like her, I want pictures because I think it's funny.
Yeah.
And two, Mike says Sadamantium.
Sadamantium?
Sadamantium.
Fuck wow. Mike, man. You suck. Sometimes.
Flabamantium.
Nice.
I just went fla.
Fagamantium.
Anyway, back to
Wow.
Wow.
Whoa.
What a prick.
So I guess Jackson didn't even perform for these fuckers for $3,500.
Amazing.
Yeah, he had some zipperhead do it for him.
Wow.
And paid him with wonton soup.
More than 100 orphans and handicapped children were invited for free.
Oh, how nice.
And then they were tossed back out into the whole Tokyo night. Touch of the good life, some buffet food, and then fucking beat it.
How many of them
Michael
probably
Jackson
died from eating normal food?
I wonder if they sang Beat It as they were filing out of the door.
And they started playing Leave Me Alone.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Leave me alone.
Oh, God.
This is Riller, Riller.
Riller. What? Oh, my God.
Come on. I'm dying with this. Come on.
I don't know.
Wow.
This is funny.
Wearing sunglasses and dressed in a black and gold Roberto Cavalli suit. Mm-hmm. Jackson appeared on the stage at the end of the six-hour party.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Goodbye.
To read a brief thank you. He did not perform.
Wow.
Whoa.
You know what? You know what I have to say about this? What a homo. Yeah. You know, how much money did he make off of this?
Whatever they just charged everybody to get in.
How many people attended and paid?
400.
400 people?
Buffet.
Paid $3,500, so that's...
That's a lot of money!
And even
$12,000,
right? Fucking $140,000?
And the impersonators probably had to pay to get to get to perform.
No, that's...
Yeah. 120 something, right?
Yeah, 140,000.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I failed, man.
No, is that a mill?
No.
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 Yeah.
140,000.
No.
140 million, isn't it?
No, it's 1,400,000.
No way.
400 times 3,500.
Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah.
We're doing
$1,400,000.
We're counting disgusting.
For a fucking
on the show.
For a buffet.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I told you.
With fucking street
for a motherfucking
China
eating.
Buffet.
Gook orphans.
Dude, why isn't China Buffet open 24 hours?
It should be, because I want to go right now.
Seriously, what time is it?
It's late. We can't.
Too late.
Yeah. Well, let's open one, Derek.
Yeah, really. 24-hour China Buffet.
Dude, you would have no problem with business. Stoners? Oh, come on, dude.
Like, stoners and extremely fat women.
And you could just have all the food laid out and leave it, because anyone who comes to a China Buffet 3 in the morning
will not
care
about the quality.
Deserve shit food anyway.
Seriously. The who's going to come in at 3 and be like, what the fuck? Why isn't this hot?
Can I get some fresh General Tso's out here?
The one thing I don't understand about that is the fried fish that sit out all day, or the sushi.
I don't touch that stuff.
I don't touch fish.
I don't touch it either. It's like, ugh. And like, but you just look at the old people or the people, the maniacs who sit there and buy the weird shit that you know that's been sitting there for hours.
They're like, ooh, calamari. I'm like, no.
You're just asking for lead poisoning.
Or like the egg
mercury.
Or the soups. You know they've been sitting out since 11 o'clock in the morning. They have not been changed.
I love the China buffets that have pepperoni pizza.
Ooh.
Have you ever been to one that had that? There's this one in, I think it's the Hazlitt.
The one by Toys R Us?
Mongolian barbecue. I don't know if it's still called that anymore. They had little... like
Mongoloid barbecue?
Yeah, they're not full-size pizzas, but they're still kind of like a personal.
Like a tortilla chip?
Yeah, no. It was tasty and everything, but why?
Or the soft serve?
I had to have it, though. I was oh, my God. I'm like, pizza at a China buffet?
What I don't get is they charge you like $14 just to come in the door and eat, and then they have a grill, and you got to pay for the grill.
Did you?
That.
Don't you have to pay for the grill?
I think you only have to pay for certain things, like specials. If you get all the shit that's all sitting out in the trays, the Mongolian guy just fries it up on the big drum.
Yeah, if you order something, you have to pay for it.
Yeah, because I actually would go up there and just get meat. Every possible kind of meat, not a single fruit or vegetable thrown in there.
You would eat the fruit?
No, not a single fruit or vegetable. And the guy would just stare at me, like, what are you doing?
You have disgraced my walk.
Or the soft serve that's a little too wet.
Oh, I like that.
What are you talking about?
What? I like how the Chinese girls pronounce coke.
So yeah.
It's like cock.
Cock.
Would you like some more cock? That's what she asked me once.
How about you?
Matt said, yes, please.
Yeah, I guess.
I got a nasty case of the Irish.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, compared to a Chinese dong, I'm sure it's fucking...
It's like...
I don't even know.
Nothing. All wonton and no soup.
What's going on here? All soup and no noodle.
All egg and no drop.
All egg and no drop. That's good.
All low and no main.
Wow. Those women are on their knees compared to, like, you know...
There was a time...
Compared to, like, you know...
I went to the China buffet with a couple people in
all
Red Bank.
All poo-poo, no platter.
Now that Carly's gone, we'll just throw these all out.
There was a man there that was so fat. He was just so rotund. He was just so big and round. He was there with another guy. He got up and filled his plate probably, I would not exaggerate, 8 times.
Whoa!
While we were there. Because he was there before us, and I think he stayed there after us. His friend was asleep in the booth.
No way.
I swear to God.
Sleep apnea.
He was, the guy he was with was sleep sleeping.
Fatnia.
When I go to China Buffet, I'll go maybe 3 times. I have the first run is all the
first
Americanized
run.
Stuff. It's like the chicken, the French fries, like all
get
that stuff.
All that out of the way.
I get all that out of the way. Next time I go up is all like the rice and the noodles you know, maybe some like beef or something like that. And the last run is just all meat. It's the chicken, the pepper steak.
What about ice cream?
I throw that out. I'm not a big sweet eater. I don't.
I love the ice cream there. The self serve. I love those.
Rarely will I ever get that. But I'll usually do three runs. How many did you say? Eight.
Off the top of my head, probably. Seriously.
That's a little bit excessive.
I would love to.
If you saw him, everything about him was excessive.
No, he must live to the motto there, take all you want, but eat all you take.
Well, there was a method to his fatness. I can't knock the guy. And then I saw him at Wegmans. I saw him at Wegmans, okay.
Yeah.
And he was there. In a Mart.
What were you doing there, Steve?
I was observing this fat fuck. He
planted a homing device on him to track his whereabouts.
He was in a motorized Mart cart, of course, which I would outlaw if I was dictator of this world.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he was eating free samples.
Whoa. By the handful.
Ugh. And disgusting.
It's just like what we were talking about before. We have circumnavigated back to the original comment. What'd I say?
That was like six syllables, Juan. I can't believe your brain could.
He said circumnavigated.
Nagavating?
Whatever, I got
turkey
it.
Turkey burkalosis.
He's a little bit nagavating.
Fuck off. Anyway.
That's what my wife does in the back seat.
Wow. Turkey Berkowitz.
Anyway, what are you going to say, Juan?
Turkey Berkowitz.
We've circumnavigated what?
Around back to the story we were talking about before.
Oh, with fat people?
Michael Jackson?
All right.
No, fat people.
I got
people.
Another. All right.
No, wait, hold on. I would really seriously like to see one day all those Chinese people that work in there have to push somebody out because they've been sitting there since 11.
Because they're
like,
it's
about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You're just coming in, and you see them pushing a, like, 400-pound guy out because he's been eating all day.
A guy I work with said he's got kicked out. He's, like, skinny, but he was there with his friend. They were just eating. Mm-hmm. From lunch to dinner, and I think you either have to pay for the dinner. Don't you have to do that? Like, if you're there for lunch, you can't stay for dinner. You have to repay.
Well, they changed the prices.
Yeah. So,
but wait, I don't get it.
He said they threw him out.
Like, what? How long were they there?
Hours, I guess.
Why the hell would you be there that long, though?
I don't know. They're idiots.
How long are you?
But how can you still want to eat after hours?
I couldn't do that.
Seriously,
I really have
no idea. How long have you ever been in a buffet? Like one of those Chinese
than an hour.
An hour, yeah.
I digest. Yeah.
Unless I'm sitting there actually busting on people and then I'm walking around, yeah, about an hour. Yeah. Maybe an hour and a half.
I once saw a man in China Buffet.
Who, oh, you did? A man?
Who, when he sat down at the table, his stomach overlapped the top and bottom of the table. It was like the table was a credit card being, like, slid. Oh. It was... It's the best description I can give, but he couldn't fit in the seat.
It's like someone threw the table at him. And just
yeah. It just got just stuck right into his stomach. But he sat there eating like that. He was enjoying himself. I honestly, there has to be some kind of red flag that goes off in your head when you can't fit at a table.
I saw a teacher there that liked to be urinated on.
Yeah, what? That's true.
Oh, whoops.
That's true.
Whoopsie-daisy.
Those do exist.
Water sports.
Oh, my God. Are we going to get into that?
Dun, dun, dun.
I was actually, I'm interested now in turning off our appetite. I wanted to hear the things Derek has been sent through his phone.
Oh!
The lovely,
oh my God.
Courtesy of Steve.
Steve,
number
two.
Let's
yes.
see if there's anything else in this Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah, please. While you're getting.
The whole thing is just bizarre and creepy. just Japan is just a weird place.
Yeah. It really is.
Thank you.
Nope. Thank you.
Okay. Michael Jackson, man. Done.
Yeah.
Mike has brought up a good point that he doesn't go to a China buffet because he can't eat enough to make it worth the cost.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
Well, yeah, it is. I would.
No,
it goes up like $5, like from lunch to dinner.
Yeah, it is a lot.
It's almost like, what,
it's
17,
usually
18
like 12, yeah, like, it's usually 12-something when I go.
Dinner, it's like 17.
I went there once.
What?
Yeah.
I have never paid that much. When did that happen?
I've never gone past 7 o'clock.
I haven't gone in probably about 7 months.
Is it 7 o'clock it changes?
It's around the dinner time schedule, so 6,
5
o'clock.
It goes down the later you go because
no, it goes up.
The food
no.
is shittier. No, if you go after like 8 or 9 o'clock, but I usually go around 6 o'clock if I go. And I've never paid more than maybe 14.
Let's say they change at like 7. Mm-hmm. I showed up like 6:45, and the girl's like, "Oh, if you eat, you have to eat real quick." Like, why? The prices go up at 7 o'clock.
Wow.
And I'm like, so? Well, you pay for dinner then. I'm like, okay.
There must be
I
want to
eat. I'm going to sit there and scarf down Chinese food in 15 minutes?
Wow.
But she says that the bill has to be brought up and we have to leave by the time the price changes or the
charges. That's amazing.
I was like, I'm not going to rush myself. What I'll is pay this? The extra $5.
It's fascist buffet.
Yeah.
What is this?
Communist buffet.
Well, they are.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, they were. They were communist.
Red China.
They escaped it.
China. But,
it should still be, actually.
They should still be.
Can we turn his mic off?
It ran better back then. I don't know.
What?
Yeah.
It ran better. a constant
it was good
threat.
It was good times for all.
All right. You want to...
Yeah, let's hear Steve number two.
I want to ruin my appetite because I'm not going to the diner tonight. Okay. So.
You're not? Why?
I have work at like 7 o'clock.
Ew.
I'm not going to bed. Yeah, I know.
So I get a message from Steve number two, who is a number two.
Mike, you might want to close your ears or something.
Yeah. And it's
going to bring back horrible memories.
He'll go into anaphylactic shock.
He's going to start ripping him apart in the chat, I bet.
Probably.
It's simply entitled Bath Gas.
And sounds like something from Auschwitz.
Yeah, so here.
He could have just knocked over some. It sounds like he just knocked over some. Like,
it sounded like he dropped some books.
He fell
it
off
sounded
the
like
toilet.
He had like a row of Hummels. He just knocked them all over into the tub.
Hummels.
Hummels. That's awesome.
Oh, there's more.
Oh no!
They better get good.
What? WTF?
Wait. What is that? Shitzuka? What the fuck was that?
What the fuck was that?
A buttzuka.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, he's such a piece
of
shit.
He really is.
He is. A living piece of shit.
For the love of God.
And there's one more. Get ready for this one.
What is that?
What
like a shit rifle. God damn it.
You son of a bitch.
Oh my God. I don't even know what to say. I've never heard a sound like that. In my life.
Didn't you tell us that you had one of him when he was doing it and his wife is screaming at him to stop it?
Yeah, there's several.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, after like what they've been together 4 years, and he goes, all he does,
he goes, yes, it is. Yeah. They have to have a methane detector in their house.
They might kill their child.
Yeah,
seriously,
that poor fucking.
All of a sudden,
kid.
She's like, now it's gross.
All of a sudden,
I'm like, why is it gross now? She's like, well, he'll be sitting on the couch and just be like in his underwear. He'll lift his legs all the way up.
It was part of the marriage contract.
The proposal was.
Yeah. Farts are now disgusting.
Honor and love and to care for his farts.
For the prenuptial.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
What a son of a bitch.
He really is.
He really is disgusting. I hope
and
he's
I actually, I was like half thinking about, I have this big jar of apple cider.
Oh, no.
And I was going to drink the whole thing.
Ew.
And just fucking do the show from the toilet. Because I did that once before.
Wow.
Actually, with Steve.
Oh, God. Someone heard that.
I got gassed vicariously through that clip.
It's like a possession. He just like goes inside you.
Okay.
But I one time when I lived with Steve for that brief period of time.
2.5 weeks.
We got apple cider.
Brief help.
And I drank the whole thing because it was so good. And I was on the bowl for like 2 hours.
Oh, is that God. When you gave him a nosebleed?
No. I kept farting. I was like loud ones. I'm like, holy shit. And all of a sudden I went to fart and I just ran in the bathroom. And just, I felt like I dropped into the toilet. That's how it came out.
A bowel evacuation.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And then it got to a point where I'm just sitting there and like, there's nothing left. But anytime I squeezed, like some more would come out. Like, I'm just like, I can't, like, I don't feel like I have the shit, but it didn't stop.
I'm going to do it anyway.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, okay.
Steve was just laughing in the other room.
Giggling like a retard.
Oh, it was so horrible. Oh, Jesus Christ.
And when he comes on this show, he doesn't bring that gold.
Yeah, it depends. Okay, I wouldn't call it gold either.
Well, it's shit-covered gold.
Disgusting. Okay. Anyway, do we have anything else here?
That's it. That's it. We're done.
Yeah, we're cutting the show.
Good night.
We're making up for last week.
No. Good night.
Let's see. I'm looking through the news here.
Matt was complaining about this AIDS thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Talk about that.
Wait, what was I complaining about?
Well, you were...
You're calling it stupid.
Yeah.
Well, it's something...
Damn stupid.
This has been around for years, but...
Yeah.
I guess every once in a while, they'll hand out statistics where black people are more likely to get AIDS, I guess.
Yeah.
African-American men, specifically.
More likely to get it, or...
Or get it, or have it,
like,
or...
More likely to unknowingly spread it, or knowingly and stupidly spread it. I don't understand.
It says here, blacks represent 13% of the U.S. population, but account for nearly half of Americans living with the disease.
That is a huge ratio.
And 40% of AIDS deaths... 61% of all new diagnoses of people aged 13 to 24 are black.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
That's like...
That's based on 2001 to 2005 data.
Weird. And that would probably be like 500,000 cases in the United States. That would
be a lot.
Yeah. Plus the 30 million in Africa alone.
Well, that's just U.S.
I know what I'm just saying.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
That is a lot.
Okay, all right.
That's it. There. Good job, guys.
I can't.
What? I have nothing to say about it, really.
No, not you. I'm them. Good job, black people. I don't know. What are you saying?
I know. The commercial that's like, like global AIDS is a problem. It shows like a spread out map.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know... fair amount of dots in the U.S. and Africa's just like, the dots appear, then Europe is like one or two.
Yeah. No, Europe's pretty much the same ratio as the United States, but I think Africa and Southeast Asia.
Yeah, shut up.
Asia are the hot spots.
I don't know.
So
I don't really see Europe as having.
No, it's
well, they're
roughly
just more condensed.
Yeah,
well, that's true.
It's roughly the same ratio.
Yeah, same ratio,
but they have a lot more people than like Europe as a whole. Yeah, obviously.
Well, but. There's still not as many people.
Now, do you attribute this to is this a gay thing?
Carelessness?
I know carelessness, obviously, but...
It could be somewhat of a gay thing.
See, another thing is, like, on top of the gay ratio for all AIDS cases...
Please, the gay-tio?
The gay-tio is something like 60 or 70% of total cases in the United States. So that means, I don't know, I'm getting a little bit too much into the numbers right now, but how many of these cases are just blacks? Like gay blacks?
No idea.
It's mind-boggling. I don't understand. Why don't they just stop?
Good question.
I don't know.
That's annoying.
Well, weren't you telling me something about like a cult of people?
Who was that? That wasn't me. Was it me?
Might have been.
Okay, yeah.
Craig,
tell me about this.
Maybe Craig mentioned.
There's like a cult of gay people who want AIDS.
Yeah, they crave it.
They wear it like a badge.
Where'd
like,
you hear that from?
It is. They're called like gift givers are the people who
gift
have
givers.
AIDS. Yeah, and these people who want AIDS, they go find a gift giver, and it's like this whole like underground thing. And I guess it's like, I mean, you can live a long time with AIDS, with
look at Magic Johnson.
You can live longer without it, though.
I know.
That's the thing.
I guess they're just like, hey, I got AIDS now. Like, what's the big deal? I can like live the rest of my life.
I guess lifespan is only relative to them.
I guess so.
I don't know.
How about the fact that you're a threat to other people?
Yeah.
Well, I guess they want to keep it like a tight-knit society. Like, we all have AIDS. All right, we're all gay. Let's all just give each other AIDS, and we'll just go around and fuck each other.
So like, they don't have to worry about it?
I guess I'm thinking that's what it is.
But
like when leprosy was big?
Oh, yeah. It's great.
When leprosy was all the rage? I mean...
It was a good one.
Yeah. No, seriously.
People were falling apart over it.
They wanted it so bad.
Some guy's like, I lost a finger. Fuck you. You cut that off. Well, come on, guy.
Cheater. Yeah, I'd like to meet this commune of AIDS people and be like, I'm the flamethrower giver. And then it would be then the problem would be solved.
That's a weird not what you said. That was great, but that's a weird idea that people actually are saying that they're going to that they want it and they want to continue it and like have it like kind of like condemned in that area. Like a couple thousand gay people with AIDS and they all hang out and, you know.
But what I don't understand is like being gay is one thing.
Right.
But the desire
to have
AIDS,
I don't get that at
just
all.
That just screams promiscuity. You know,
screams
like what,
mental illness.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, they're called bug chasers.
Who said that?
I like gift giver. At least I was kind of like,
well, no, gift giver is a person who has it. Bug chaser
is the one who wants
who want it.
What?
A bug chaser is a gay man.
He's dying.
Who deliberately attempts to contract HIV by having unprotected sex.
That is called attempted murder!
Who said
oh my
to that?
God!
And a gift giver is an HIV-positive man who deliberately transmits the virus, oftentimes to bug chasers,
it's like,
or those willing to contract it.
That
and
is,
they have bug parties.
It's like,
what?
Bug parties or sex parties often ranging from a few to as much as 30 people. Unsafe sex with every participant at the party is encouraged.
It's like Kevorkian back in the day, right? Is that what I'm thinking about?
Yeah.
I have to say that.
But like really a really slow form of suicide.
It's just, yeah, it's like a HIV orgy and they just get together. And
The top of this page says gay life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this is pretty much gay death because they're all going to die.
And the guy who wrote this, Ramon Johnson.
Oh, no.
Ramon!
Oh,
my goodness.
I've never heard of that.
And his last name
ever.
Johnson,
you've never heard of this?
Oh, God, there's
a
movie about it.
I know stupid shit. I know.
No.
The Gift is a movie. It's a documentary.
Right.
Really?
Ooh.
Oh, I have to rent this.
That must
week.
Be sickening.
Oh, my God.
The Gift. Wow.
I'm going to have to rent that and
is
see it
out?
And give you guys a review.
Yeah. It's a Sundance film.
Oh, we gotta! Oh,
of course it's a
of
Sunday.
Course.
It's out. It's somewhere
it's
I can find it.
Not fucking Disney.
Yeah, but
it shouldn't be celebrated in any way.
I know.
Way.
It really
it's ridiculous.
Wait.
I don't understand why there has to be education about it. That's the thing.
Well,
this isn't something that affects anybody but these people.
Well, it's a good documentary.
I think it's a good thing to educate
topic
the layman's and people like us, so we know that this is actually happening, so we can probably help to stop it.
Well, the thing is, it shouldn't be happening at all.
No, but there's...
There should never have been a point in time where this could have been made into a documentary because it shouldn't be happening at all.
There was, you know, but there was, yeah, all these things happen all the time. Like Waco, that was a big old cult.
Yep.
What was the one that happened
this
in the 90s?
This is a little different.
Oh, the Haley Bob.
The Hale Bob Comet cult.
Heaven's Gate.
Yeah. You know, all these stupid things happen with these stupid people. This is how the world works. We have a ton of people who are...
Hey, you guys know why the Heaven's Gate website crashed?
Why?
There's too many body tags.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
That's a little HTML joke.
With!
I don't get it because I don't
with
do computers.
I bet Webmaster Mike is going to love that one.
In about 30 seconds.
Yeah, that was a funny joke from, I don't know, 94.
Heaven's Gate's going to intercept that lame joke and fucking shit on it. They're going to make it swallow poison.
It's going to cut off your. It's going to
no,
cut off its
not,
balls.
They're all dead.
Yeah,
all
very much.
Dead. Or, what was it? What's his name? Jim Jones.
Yeah,
it's
Jim
another
Jones
thing.
Kool-Aid.
Yeah, that whole cult. These things happen.
But that's gay religious
it clears
shit.
Out, yeah. It clears out a good population of the country.
A good population.
And we start again. Ooh. And people like us... And smart people, besides us.
Well, first of all,
besides you,
I don't care. I don't care about it particularly.
Yeah,
it's not something that I'm like, oh, that we have to do something, stop them from spreading it. I don't care. Spread it all they want. But the fact that it happens,
no,
is
not
just
spread it all they want. Please.
No, between them.
Oh, okay.
Between them, get rid of themselves.
Well, see,
like fine.
Like a housewarming party every weekend. It's just AIDS.
I. This is one of those stupidity things. Going back to the email. The email addiction from last week.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that I just can't comprehend. I just don't understand.
Mike didn't like my joke.
What happened?
No, really?
Oh, no.
What'd he say?
He says, I'm a gigantic nerd and I'm still not laughing. Sorry.
No, like seriously, it's like they should get, like the people with the email addiction, right?
Yes.
They should seriously get them in a row from tallest the lowest, and slap them across the face, like down the line.
While wearing cement-covered Hulk gloves.
Oh, we weren't going to bring that up again.
But, you know, I figured you would eventually, so I want to
I wasn't going
to
bring it up, but yeah, sure, fine.
I want to beat you to the Hulk glove cement-covered punch.
All right, we got it.
Of the week.
Of the month.
Yeah, well, I feel disgusting now, knowing that this is probably happening somewhere. That there's like 15 homos just like swarming all over each other, like oozing AIDS out of every orifice.
Oozing with AIDS cheesemo.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
What?
Razor Ramon.
Sorry, Scott Hall. You're next.
Oh god.
Yeah, right.
Dude, if he came out and said he had AIDS, I would fucking die.
And he'd live.
People were actually saying that about him.
Really?
What, back in the day, right?
I guess it was people thought something was wrong with him along the lines of some kind of terminal illness like that.
It was just alcoholism.
Well, yeah, but he went from being this big, huge, like, just, you know, tough guy.
Yeah.
And he came out, he must have lost like 30 or 40 pounds, and he just looked like a scrawny, like, skeleton out
there. Drug addiction, alcoholism.
Oh, yeah.
Cocaine.
Or maybe AIDS.
Fucking roids.
Yeah. But,
I said that about Michael Stipe, too, when he shaved his head.
Wow.
Yeah, what happened to him, huh? Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Do they still put out records for him?
They signed, like, a big deal with, like, whatever they're on now, maybe Columbia.
Yeah.
And, like, some insane deal, and they haven't put anything out in, like, 5 years.
Wow. I don't know.
They're just like, all right, cool, fuck you.
Never really big into that.
They don't have any, like, they didn't have any, like, pressure to make an album. Oh, yeah. Well, they just signed a contract with their label. Yeah, so they're just like, fuck it, we'll do a tour once every 2 years and just whatever.
It's like, at least the Stones at least put out like a best of, even though it's the same best of every year.
Well, they did.
They put
like,
one new song on it.
They put out like a two disc.
Yeah, then they just of. Last year before they did the tour.
Yeah.
They put out a stupid best of.
Yeah.
I don't know. You don't care.
I love Piss.
I it ain't typo, so it's not relevant.
I love Piss.
Being pissed on?
Kiss to me is like the AIDS of the music industry.
Yeah.
Just, no. It won't go away.
Gene
it's getting
Simmons
worse.
Is like the AIDS of the industry.
More people are getting it each year.
Yeah, I can
stop.
I don't get the whole like people who are our age,
like,
who are hardcore to Kiss.
I know. Like, it's so
I can understand maybe their parents were listening to it back when they were kids and they kinda listened to it, but still like going like
I mean,
like from when they tour, going to every show like it's the Dead.
When I was a kid, I was actually disappointed in Kiss. I think I said this once before, because like I'd only ever seen their pictures, and it was like in the mid '80s or whatever, and there was a lot of heavy duty shit going on musically.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought they were like a metal band, like real hard shit.
Yeah.
And then I heard them, and I was like, "You're kidding me! Like this is Kiss?"
I know, me too.
It was just so lame. You're like. I heard one of their songs. I'm like, that can't be them.
Yeah.
And then I saw like a video of them playing. I'm just like, holy shit. There are these guys dressed up like demons going like, I wanna rock and roll. It's just so fucking lame.
Oh, there's even worse songs than that.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Oh,
don't you know I'm a 2000 man?
What?
Dun, dun.
What?
I was never a big fan of them.
And my kids, they just don't.
I was never a little fan. I was never any fan.
Never
I wish they would all die.
All.
The only decent Kiss song is War Machine.
Nope.
It doesn't even sound like Kiss.
No, it doesn't sound like Kiss.
I didn't actually believe it was Kiss until I confirmed it. By, like,
I thought it was like,
Danzig.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Danzig.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kiss, horrible.
So much.
Kiss this.
But oh my God, Derek, what are you doing?
I'm looking for War Machine. I want to hear this.
Oh, you know, it's Taz's music from ECW.
Oh, you probably don't remember it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're right.
That's War Machine.
Let's hear.
Yeah, he was.
You're gonna be surprised. Cause...
Ooh.
The Human Suplex Machine.
Is that what they call them?
Yeah.
Yes.
The One Man Crime Spree, Taz.
Thank you.
Gene Simmons, big deal.
I don't.
I hate Kiss.
Yeah. But this is actually like not bad.
Yeah.
You better watch out.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, it's not like I don't like... What is this? Is this... Oh, no. Oh, God. Come on.
No, you're right. They're great.
Not this song. But this was a...
I don't know what this is. So.
This was an Ace...
Oh, this is Beth.
This was a Peter Criss song, though. That's why. This song sucks.
You...
Beth, I hear you call.
All right, look at their picture there. But I can't come home. And picture them singing this.
No, you
Isn't
know
that
what?
Silly.
Actually, I totally picture this because they look like a bunch of big faggots.
Wow! Wow!
Jewish.
Big. Oh
bunch
wow!
Of Jewish faggots.
Sorry, 6.25% of Derek.
Yeah, you should be.
Well, I just understand this is your heritage producing this bullshit.
Oh my God!
What are you doing, Vaughn?
He's fingering my dog.
Oh, nice.
Oh. No, she's
That's
biting
nice
my.
Hand. I really, I cannot.
Kiss it goodbye.
Come on.
Because you'll never,
never
Kiss
could.
Again on the show.
Never could deal with Kiss.
No.
I
you shouldn't have to deal with Kiss. Kiss is another thing that shouldn't have happened.
The thing is, the only reason I can't stand, I don't like Gene Simmons. I can't stand
no
I
one
can't
does. No one
him.
Should.
You know, he's a shill and a half.
Oh, yeah. He's just a piece of garbage.
He makes everything, and it's got to have the Kiss logo on it.
Yeah,
coffins.
The Kiss casket.
Coffins. Condoms. They have like a Starbucks-esque
cologne,
type of place. Colognes,
enemas,
everything.
Which I make.
Oh, you remember when we were in the mall?
Enema.
And we walked past.
They probably do.
The woman, she's like, "Have you tried the new Kiss cologne?" I forget what I said.
It actually doesn't smell that bad.
Did they put their own blood in the mixture when they were making it?
No, they didn't.
Do you remember that when they first started?
Yeah. By the way, when you go there, you look at the Kiss perfume, all big and fancy. Guess what? It's made in Hazlitt, New Jersey. By me.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
and I personally ejaculate into every batch.
Oh, it's going to smell real good.
This is going to be good.
Yeah.
They'll just start calling it Jizz.
Jizz.
Jizz by Derek.
Oh.
There's a picture of me and my shirt off. All fucking fat and gross.
Dude.
What, like a Calvin Klein ad?
Yeah, with like eczema. It's all black and white.
See, I don't know what he was doing when I showed up, but I showed up before. He was in his boxers, and I'd never seen Derek in his underwear
before. Well, because I was taking a shower.
That's what I thought.
And Carly had to go to the bathroom, and then the door rang just as I was getting out of the shower. So I'm in my underwear and a T-shirt. So I grab Lola.
And he's holding the dog. You look gay. You looked very gay.
Well, I was going for gay. I opened the door with the dog in my hand with a seductive stance and I said, "Hi, guy."
Gross.
And he was just like, "Hey, what's going on?"
Okay.
Well, I was freaked out for a minute.
Was my penis sticking out of the boxers?
I couldn't tell.
Oh, balls out the boxers.
You're Scottish. How would I know?
Not your penis. Your balls are sticking out in the boxers.
All right, let's take a break.
Oh.
We'll come back, get on track a little bit.
What track? We've been off the track since break one.
We'll come back, wrap it up.
Shut up.
Now, who are we again?
I didn't like this song when it first came out.
What's this?
White Stripes.
Is this the last record?
Yeah. Not a big fan of the
last
record.
No. A lot of people I know got into them on the last record.
No.
And I'm buying the records now.
I got into them. White Blood Cells.
I got into the second record.
Vestigial?
Yeah, I got into them there.
Fucking awesome record.
Yeah.
First one's like hit or miss. A couple of weird things on it. But
yeah, then the second record kicks ass.
Ooh, that's a cold ending there.
And who are we again?
We are the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com for all your sticker and MySpace needs.
I thought we were Stevecast for a second. Because of the way that song was just cut off.
Well, I was... doing like a slow fade, but I didn't know that it just kind of stops at the end.
No, but if you actually did you listen to the show like without all the cuts that he did? Actually, last Friday I went back and listened to his show. I actually downloaded it and listened to it.
Yeah,
and yeah, by far he plays the song like you can tell that he does his recorded bit and then adds the song into Audacity or whatever
you
he's using.
You can hear the click when he presses the button and
turning it off and turning it back on.
Yeah.
There's like a little...
Well, like he's using Audacity to hook it all up. So it's like you can tell that there's like a little bit of cut or
The
song starts weird. Yeah.
Well, on the old ones, he was actually just playing a
tapes.
Recorder and recording it through the air. And he would just... You would hear him and flip it over.
Fantastic.
And be like, "That was the Bastards."
That was a song by my favorite band, Burned Out Lightbulb Filament.
Wow. You better
they
know.
Got a great new album.
Their new album, Loud Light Switch.
Loud light switches.
Yeah, it's,
hate them.
It's the best.
Influences include. Wow. Are you deep throating the microphone?
No, that's what he sounds like. I think that's Steve Cass' imitation of Neil Hamburger.
Oh, God. Ooh, hamburger.
What do you call? Now I'm hungry, thanks.
I'm very hungry.
Fucking starving
now. I can go for a fucking Neil Hamburger.
Yeah.
What do we got there in your lap there, Steven?
I got a lot of cock and a news story.
Wow. Peter Steele's?
no comment.
Not yet.
An accused child molester is allowed to go to Disney World.
Why?
He was accused of assaulting three children on the age of 13. Ooh. He was given approval by a judge in February to travel to Florida for a two-week vacation. Apparently, this guy still has a family. Why?
Wow.
Why does he have kids and a wife? I don't understand. Did I read that wrong? Mm-hmm. Let me make sure. He's going with his family. I mean, I guess they could be like, you know, parents or brothers and stuff. Why would you want anything to do with this guy?
I would have locked him in the the basement and never let him out.
Allegedly having intercourse with a girl under 13. That's not so bad. But he allegedly sodomized a boy. That's bad.
That's bad.
I don't like that.
What? Yeah.
I don't like either that. Or if she's...
I don't approve
if
of that.
If she's 13 anyway, boy or girl, it's bad.
That's... That only started being bad like a couple hundred years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's totally fine.
For millions of years, that was fine.
Totally fine fucking a 13-year-old, yeah.
No, I'm just saying. For millions of years, that was fine.
No tits and no hair, totally fine.
Didn't, like, Edgar Allan Poe, like, marry his 16-year-old cousin or something?
Yeah, but...
Or something like that?
Second cousin.
Second cousin? Oh, that's
all
right, then.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. It's not completely blue.
I think first cousin's in New Jersey.
That's okay?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Something like that.
You can marry your...
First cousin?
Your aunt's...
Kids?
Kid.
Yeah. Something like that. I think it's,
That's too close for comfort.
Yeah. That's you think about, really, if you think about it, it's kind of.
Make out session with the second cousin, that's fine.
Fine. Totally fine.
Third base make out with your second cousin, I could deal with
that's
it.
That's fine.
Would your third cousin,
third
full
cousin,
on fucking third cousins.
Maybe intercourse, if I was
totally
drunk.
All right.
Wow.
Fourth cousin, I don't even know any fourth cousins, so anybody.
Finger banging your second cousin, okay.
Fourth cousins.
It says that, The assistant prosecutor said, you know, we would have objected further had we known that, you know, where he was going beforehand. Certainly, Disney World is a place known to be frequented by children. I wonder, like, when he goes through the gates, it's like the old Bugs Bunny cartoons when they're starving and they look at something and it turns into, like, a hot dog. He sees all the kids, like, just like a brown eye. You know,
a mirage.
No, like, all their clothes disappear.
Yeah, exactly.
And they just shine, all their suppleness
like
shines.
A Roger Rabbit thing or something. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to ram him.
That don't rhyme with walls.
No, but this does.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You bastard.
Bend over, it turns into lollipops, a sucker on it.
Oh.
Rimmer.
Oh, no.
Rimmer.
Anyway.
It's a Tootsie Roll
Pop.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it. That's just something to think about when you take your family to Disney World. Yeah.
Why doesn't Disney World object to him?
They might. Who knows?
They don't know. This is just printed today.
So
they don't object. They're fucking getting money from him. Who cares?
They don't care.
They want the money.
I said once, imagine just getting the money that they make in one day in the park.
Can't even imagine.
How much money do you think they make? I mean, I haven't been there in years.
Are we talking about admission?
Just everything. Disney World. Just the Disney World park.
How much
not even
profit?
Epcot or anything. Just that park.
Oh, yeah. One day.
Yeah,
millions.
One day,
I'd say
one
millions,
day profit.
Probably millions.
How much profit?
Oh, I have no
millions.
Idea. I wouldn't even
if
begin.
You count, if you
concentrate,
count,
Derek.
Listen. If you count.
Isolate
$6.
Isolate 6.25% of you and calculate it right
calculate
now.
Calculate
it, you
Jewish fuck.
Saul's not feeling well today. He's not up on his numbers.
So. Oh, Saul's his name now?
Yeah, Saul. Okay. S-A-U-L.
S-A-U-L.
Yeah.
Saul. Saul.
Gross.
But what if you count like everything from walking in to walking out? Have you've been there, right?
I haven't been there in years.
Never been there.
Yes, it is
never
very
been
no, I'm not a true American. I've never been in Disney World.
Wow.
Very expensive.
Yeah, my parents must have blew a good shitload of money when we went there when I was
a good shitload. Yeah. I was there
like
in
at least
2000 or something, I think.
Yeah.
2001, something like that.
Just think about the merchandise.
Yeah, yeah. Same.
It's a ripoff, number one. And every shithead kid wants five things before they leave.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
No.
T-shirts are like $30.
Yeah. It's like Great Adventure. You know, same thing.
Mm. Jesus. Who burped? Was that you again?
Maybe.
Wow.
Fucking Vaughn.
I burped in the mic. You heard it.
Vaughn shoved hot dogs down his throat before he came here.
No.
He's been burping them up ever since.
Hot dogs, quote unquote.
You are a hot dog burp.
No.
You really are.
Like on society.
Is she back there?
What?
The dog.
No, the dog's... Yeah,
where
she
is she? Yeah, take her out of there.
Yeah.
Because she eats the bird's food.
Oh.
And probably
I can't have that.
No, well, it's not meant for her.
No, not at all.
Anyway, back to the show.
Sure, she'll be worse.
All right. Back to child monsters.
Oh, yeah.
Like
back home,
Disney's not gonna say anything bad about it. They don't care. They want the money. Shit. They're the most, you know.
I'm sure that this guy's not putting them over.
But
for
he was
the
just
day.
About to say they do a thing every year in California, where it's they do the goth day. Yeah. And they do the goth day. All the goth people come in. They
let, in droves, in,
yeah. really.
To Disneyland?
Massive, yeah.
Hundreds of.
Well,
them.
Which one's in California?
Disneyland.
Disneyland.
Yeah. Disneyland is the size of Disney World's parking lot.
Well. Yeah. It, you know. Yeah. Anyway, who cares? They let them. They let them in. They, it's one day a year.
Yeah.
It's just all like they do with the gays. They do. It's called the gay day, because they have a lot of gay employees, and they do it. And they're both on the same day. Both, you know, open to all their gay employees. All the, you know, everybody who's gay.
Hey, get out of there.
The gay day. They have the T-shirts. Like, I went to Disneyland and all I got was this lousy case of AIDS.
Wow! No, it's not a Tupperware party.
Wow!
Yeah, well.
No,
but they're so like,
they have Bug Chaser Day.
Yeah, Bug
oh
Chaser
my
Day.
God,
you go on the sky rise and drop loads on people.
Oh,
he gave me a gift while we were on It's a Small World.
Oh. Yeah, it is a small world.
I bet.
Good one, Vaughn. You got him.
Singer.
You'll get that joke in a couple years when you're dead.
Wow.
Is he insinuating something?
God.
Holy shit.
Did he give you AIDS somehow?
I don't think so.
Oh, good. I hope not.
But anyway.
I'm like, what is it? Oh, shit. No, what? I just lost it.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Steve.
Are we done with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, please.
The last story I'm going to read is in Berlin, of course.
Oh, no.
A 42-year-old German man was so enraged.
This is good. I read this.
Figure that, German people getting mad, right?
Wow.
No.
By a foul during a boys' soccer match that he invaded the pitch. I don't know what the pitch is. It's soccer terminology or something?
Yeah. I don't know.
I didn't play soccer. Mike, you want to help us out on that? And felled the 8-year-old culprit with a karate kick.
Nice.
Some 42-year-old slob German guy, I'm assuming. Probably just some beer-swilling idiot.
Drop kick this kid.
Yeah, that was clearly not the goal.
Give him a ghetto blaster.
Fucking scissor kick.
Of all things, like, he didn't punch him. I mean, I guess he jumped on him afterwards.
A karate kick takes thought. You have to think, I'm going to karate kick this guy.
You have to, like, assume a stance to karate kick somebody properly. You can't just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's interesting.
Mike said what?
The pitch is a soccer field.
That's all?
The field. Okay.
Did you guys see the video of the father who like side checked the kid who was wrestling with?
No.
They were in a wrestling match and the kid he was about to do something illegal, and the father out of nowhere, he completely enraged, side checks the kid right off and blows him off the goddamn off his kid.
What? How did he know? How did he know he was going to do something illegal?
I guess the father knew that he was going to do something. Yeah. He was like, there was something. Look, the way he was holding, I don't know.
Would he have knuckles in his tights?
No, just the way it looked.
Showed him to the audience.
The kid like blew off of him, like he was shot through a rock. It was ridiculous looking video.
It appeared to be illegal.
Yeah, it's pretty gay. Wow, that's funny. A karate kick on an 8-year-old. I'm sure it didn't kill him.
Anytime they had brass knuckles in wrestling, it was always like a white piece of plastic.
There's always tape around it. Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm. It was taped. Tape.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about wrestling again?
Because it's funny.
Well, you just brought up a wrestling match.
I did.
Kids wrestling.
Well, I wasn't like, you know.
Well, you
that
said
kind
something illegal, so I said he was going to reach in his tights and get the knuckles, which is like an old thing that like Flair used to do.
Yeah, didn't get
that. How about we talk about oil checks? Is that better?
What?
What?
Let's talk about oil checks.
Last week, when Craig called you a mat rat,
I
caught that on the replay.
Brumsky.
Craig killed last week, and I was really hoping he'd be here this week.
Yeah,
so
but he's on a bye.
Yeah, he got a bye today.
He's on a bye like every week, even though he comes in.
Sexual. Do we have anything to wrap up?
Wow.
I don't know. I'm a little dried out.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting tired.
They dry up, you know.
What's with Obama? I heard he had parking tickets.
Oh, no.
When he was in Harvard, just paid them.
Really?
I guess, who's that?
You don't want to bring it up?
The witch teacher.
Oh, the
Wiccan teacher?
Hey.
No.
All right, well, let's just skip that.
Well, anyway.
Anyway.
Obama had like outstanding parking tickets from Harvard.
What did his wife Peggy Bundy turn him in?
Peggy, what? Oh, God.
We're watching my awesome fourth season DVD, Married with Children. That's like a recurring theme
on the show. Yeah.
Anyway. She gets in trouble and tells the cops that Al has parking tickets or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I know what we wanted to do. You were talking about the worst movie ever.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
What the cast would be.
Yeah.
Compiling it.
We get the chat room in on this, too.
You mentioned two people.
Yeah.
Which together I think would be a really bad movie. And who were they?
I figured that the protagonist should be Keanu Reeves.
Bad. Okay, go ahead.
And the antagonist should be Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, yeah.
No.
That is already.
I believe Vin Diesel needs to be involved.
Yeah, well,
I think Billy Zane should be involved.
He's awesome.
Who?
Billy Zane?
He's pretty cool.
The Phantom?
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
No, you don't know who he is? Well,
Melrose Place. You know, yeah. I didn't watch it, but.
No, definitely.
I didn't really. I just know he's in it.
I don't know what kind of role Vin Diesel could play.
Just idiot. Because that's every movie.
Idiot?
Yeah. Just every movie is idiot.
You gotta put a wrestler in there.
He'd be the tough guy.
You got to put like Kevin Steve Nash. Austin or The Rock.
No,
or
Kevin
something.
Nash.
Kevin Nash wouldn't get a movie role.
Yeah, he has.
Not now.
He just did that Adam Sandler movie a couple years ago.
Did he really?
The Longest Yard.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, yeah, but he was like a bit that. Part in that movie. Well, that was a remake.
He had several lines
that
in that movie.
That was a shit movie to
regardless,
remake.
Kevin Nash as the token wrestler in a current feature. You know.
I think Zeus should be in it. Zeus
Ready
oh
to
my
rumble.
God.
We need some female people in here.
I
too.
Thought the love interest should be Anne Heche, but
ugh,
I don't know.
Damn, it's a train wreck.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Kevin Nash?
Yeah.
Anne Heche? Ugh.
It's
a summer blockbuster written all over it.
I want to see if I can get a loan to make this movie.
Probably could.
You'd probably lose all the money trying to get Anne Heche.
Wow.
What? Like, Keanu Reeves is really making good movies.
She gets to sleep with everybody. And then
didn't she
fun.
Say she was abducted by aliens?
Yes.
She's a nutter, man.
A nutter?
Crazy. Is that okay for you there, Chin?
Are you British?
A nutter.
She's a bloody nutter.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Oh, God.
Mike says they should put Raul Julia's corpse in it.
Wow.
It'd be better than Ben Affleck.
That'd be awesome.
I loved Raul Julia, man.
It's
fucking the last movie he did was Street Fighter.
Yeah, I was just going to say that he should be, you know, in the corpse in the M. Bison suit.
Actually, you know what? That's incorrect. He did a HBO movie. I think that was officially the last movie he did. But the last
didn't he die?
The last wide release he did was
didn't he die before the movie was finished?
Sean Claude?
Street Fighter?
Yeah.
I don't
Mike
know.
Might did be able to verify
after
that.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Street Fighter was released.
Yeah.
And then they said in his last performance, he did this like weird, I think it was like, it might have been like a Holocaust movie or something.
Yeah.
It was made for HBO. It was like an original HBO movie.
Huh. Oh, fantastic.
I think that was the last thing he ever did.
He must have watched the Street Fighter movie then and was just like, you know what?
I never watched it.
I can't come back. He probably said, I can't come back from this. There's nothing I can do. Oh, no.
What did he say?
He took the easy way out of Street Fighter and died.
Wow.
Wow.
Instead of finishing the movie.
The comic relief could be Phil Hartman minus the giant hole in his head.
That's true.
Ouch. now we're getting into like bad movies in heaven.
Yeah,
bad movies in heaven. Oh, my God. All bad actors go to heaven.
No, I hope not.
Raul Julia, what we got there?
Oh.
What'd he do?
Yeah, Down Came a Blackbird, 1995. Street Fighter was 94.
Okay.
Hmm.
Oh, he's dead,
came
though.
A Blackbird.
The I Am Dead movie base.
Yeah, but the last thing everybody remembers him for is Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Just like the last thing Sean Claude did.
Or tries to forget him for is Street Fighter.
Isn't like
no, the only thing I remember him in, really, is the
Addams Family.
Yeah, me too.
He was the best Gomez ever.
Besides
even better than that fucking goofy dude, the original Gomez, who's still fucking alive somehow.
You kidding? You don't like him?
I like him, but he was too goofy.
Can't remember.
Too Paul Bear like?
Yeah. Hey, Tate!
I love that fucking show, man.
Raul Julia was the best.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Like, he is...
Born to play the role.
He is to Gomez, what Christian Bale is to Batman.
Okay.
The best.
Yeah.
And Christian Bale is the best Batman.
Probably. Okay.
You think?
Yep.
Michael
Keaton was too old.
Maybe,
Michael Keaton number two? For me, it would be.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't stand those other
guys. And everyone else could just go to hell.
Yeah, who were those other guys?
George Clooney. Val Kilmer, George Clooney.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, did you? He did an interview. Yeah. Clooney.
No,
there
was one
more,
wasn't there?
No, that's
well,
it.
Keaton did two.
Keaton did two.
Then
Clooney,
there was two.
It was Kilmer, yeah. Clooney, and then Bale's the last one.
No, you know, I'm sorry. I'll put Adam West as number
You think
two.
Of Adam West.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ugh. I would.
I'd be third.
Just because it's
put
funny.
Him third.
Adam West?
He's yeah. insane.
But
absolutely insane.
What is it? Clooney did an interview, like, I think last year or sometime, like the last so many months, where he was talking about
He was proud
Batman.
Of the fact that he killed it.
Well, he was proud of that, and then he was playing it totally gay.
Really?
He was, well, because if you ever saw that movie and you saw
no,
how Batman
did.
Looked in that with the nipples and everything,
oh,
he was
right.
fucking gay in that movie. And he played it that part. He played it like a nonchalant gay character.
What a faggot.
His bat nipples. Oh, my God.
Fucking Joel Schumacher, the worst. And didn't he put out, isn't Schumacher directing the number 23?
I think I have no idea.
Yeah, I think Schumacher maybe. Directed the number 23 or produced it or something.
That got horrible reviews.
He has his name on it somewhere, and it's Schumacher. You'd expect that. I do not watch anything that he ever puts out.
It actually looked interesting. You're talking about the Jim Carrey movie,
yes.
right? Yeah, it looked interesting.
It looked interesting, but
came out, got completely panned.
I boycott anything Schumacher puts out.
Really?
Anything he's got
because
a name
of
attached.
Batman's nipples.
Because of those two Batman films.
Because of those two bat nipples.
Because of the one with Val Kilmer and the one with Clooney. That's it. No, never mind. I'm not watching anything else you ever put your name on. If you're a producer, even if you don't have a credit, and I know you put a dollar in, fuck you. I'm not going to watch
when
it.
When does Hot Fuzz come out?
May?
Really?
Yeah.
April
or May, it's a new
It's a guy's
Edgar Wright.
Shaun of the Dead.
Simon Pegg film.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What about Danny DeVito, born to play the Penguin?
He was good.
Yeah, definitely.
Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Born to play the Penguin.
Yeah. And like everybody in X-Men, X-Men is cast perfect.
Yeah.
I can't stand Halle Berry, though.
Maybe a couple
of
times.
Oh, no.
Even
I would have, honestly.
She's good. I mean, for the part, because you don't speak a lot. But as an actress, I can't fucking stand
her. Whatever, but she was, no one else can play her.
I would have cast like Tyra Banks,
Angela
over
Bassett.
Her.
You know what? They're interchangeable to me.
Yeah,
I would have cast
Black
Angela.
Victoria's Secret model. Pick one.
Yeah. I would have cast Angela Bassett. Really?
I don't know who she is.
I would have cast Aretha Franklin.
What now or back
I
then?
It's gonna stone, baby.
Eartha Kitt.
Wow.
Oh, God. She's like 70.
Talking about Catwoman, you ever see that Halle Berry movie? The one that you put the Catwoman movie?
No, and I would never see it.
No.
That was disgrace. Absolute disgrace.
Train wreck.
Garbage.
That's what, like, half the friggin', like, superhero movies that come out are shit. Because they're just, like, the Ghost Rider movie.
Yeah.
It's ridiculously stupid.
I hated Spider-Man.
Fucking.
I like Spider-Man. I think those are good.
Spider-Mans were good. I really like them.
Fucking awesome.
But like, I just don't like Spider-Man the character, so I can't.
I don't
watch
mind.
Movies.
I wasn't a big fan, but I do like the movies.
I saw the first one and I just
love the movie.
Dr. Octavius is very good.
Okay,
Venom is cool. I would actually see the
I
new
actually
one,
do want to see
the new one because of Venom.
Yeah,
it's
I
cool. want to
see it because of him. Because Venom is awesome.
Well, I just had one of my
Superman
head.
Bombed, Hulk bombed.
Yeah. Hulk was horrible.
They're actually remaking it.
Hulk
because it was that bad. They're not making a sequel.
Mean?
They're remaking the Hulk film.
Wait, what? What about
that? Yeah, because it was that bad.
What's the point?
I don't know. I think they're going to get a better movie out of it.
It was so inaccurate.
It was
like,
so...
What, every time he got hit, he got bigger. And it never happened in the comics.
And then in the film itself, it cut it up into comic books. Like it was, as you were watching it on the page.
Yeah.
It would cut it up to comic book page pieces. It was like, what the fuck is going on?
No, I'm not even kidding.
That's so
he
gets
Shane Hulk.
Yeah.
Like, he'd get a bitch slap and he'd be fucking 15 feet tall.
Yeah, he started off like regular Hulk size and by the end he's like the size of a building.
Yeah.
And then he like kills his father in this big epic sci-fi.
That was
like weird, like he was fighting a ghost and I was just like, what the fuck?
No, it was the biggest disgrace I've ever seen.
I tried not to think about the Hulk because I was so excited. I saw the teaser trailer like a year before it came out.
Yeah.
Where he's like saying he loses control. He's looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
And like his eyes turn green and the wall breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost creamed myself.
Love
the Hulk.
Talking about that, have you seen the, was it? I think it was a TV. It's a TV ad. For like new TVs for the flat screen, you know, the HD. And they do that piece, but they take Eric Bana out of the beginning. And they put another guy with like a blonde haired guy.
Yeah.
And he's doing the whole thing. He's looking into the mirror and he's getting all pissed. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden it just uses the film, that whole film sequence where he's destroying the bathroom.
Really?
In the film. And they just cut out the beginning where Eric Bana's sitting there getting freaking out.
Well, for what reason?
I guess they couldn't get the rights to Eric Bana.
Didn't they have Hulk 2 ready to go before Hulk 1 was released?
Yeah, and then it was panned.
It was ready to go.
It was flushed down the toilet.
The movie, yeah.
Awful.
How many people were executed after that movie came out?
The one with Lou Ferrigno was better than that.
Yes. Oh, no. Even those TV movies were better than that.
Yeah,
yes.
It was great.
What is it? Fantastic Four, right? The one that came out.
Oh, my God.
Horrible.
What? Oh,
that was the worst.
The Roger Corman one.
I had forgotten about that movie completely.
I didn't even try it. I think the Roger Corman movie is actually a little better, even though it's a
well,
shit.
Well, now they got Silver Surfer coming out.
And then
it might be all right. It might be okay. Is it the same director?
I don't know.
If they get a different director, it might be better.
Maybe. Yeah.
But it was just... I guess the best thing you could say about it, or the worst thing that you could say about it, is that it shows us what X-Men could have been if it was done poorly.
Yeah,
done by a retard.
Yeah.
And it really makes me appreciate the X-Men movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Even that third
one? A million
one?
Times more.
Even
I love the third one. Loved it. I know a lot of people didn't like it, but I can't find any legitimate reason to dislike the third one to say, like, you know, no, it was stupid, it was over the top. Well, but that's what happens.
Right.
It has to become over the top. You can't, like, they're basing bits and pieces off of existing storyline. They can only do so much.
Have you ever seen the Roger Corman one?
No.
The Fantastic Four?
Wait.
Yeah,
oh,
a couple back in the 90s, yeah. Corman owned the rights to do the movie, and he did it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Marvel hated it so bad that they actually, you know, refused to release it.
Mm-hmm.
So they held it, and then the...
How could they have liked the one that came out, like, 2 years ago?
It's better. It's actually the film that's released.
It is?
Yes, it's because I don't know where he put the budget, like, whatever he got. From, like, his European...
Up his nose.
Well, no, you know, Corman's always known for, like, doing, you know, movies on, like, a budget that's, like, two times the size of, like, I don't know, as much as your rent in, like, 6 months.
Nice.
You know, and that's how much he gets for a movie, and he can blow...
$500.
Yeah, he can put a movie together in no time. And the effects in this movie are ridiculous. They spent enough money on... recreating what Doom looked like and what the Thing looked like in the film. They look pretty much on the ball.
Doom, by the end of the movie, looked really good, but the mask was a little too ridiculous.
Yeah,
like a little too beyond an actual human touch to what a cartoon or a comic book translation would be. A little too goofy.
Or what is it? The Punisher.
Yeah.
Either version of the Punisher.
Awful.
The Dolph Lundgren version or the one that just came out a couple years ago.
Yeah.
They both are horrible.
Really?
Yeah. But now Sin City, one of the best movies I think ever made.
Yeah. And 300 is pretty much done the same way.
It really was. And I was scared to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Well, because I was just like wow, like it's going to be tough to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw clips of it. I'm just like, all right, cool. And I saw it and I was completely blown away by it.
Yeah,
like I couldn't wait to see it again.
Are you going to go see 300 this weekend?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm busy this weekend, but maybe. Well, maybe Sunday I'll see it. Maybe.
Yeah, I'm kind of busy this weekend too.
Really doing what, Matthew?
Wrestling.
Is someone returning to the ring?
The return of Shock.
It has been. It will have been about 356 days, I think.
A whole year.
Sorry, not 356.
600.
Oh, my God.
Jerk.
700.
700?
Just put the years, please. No days.
It's like 2 years, you fat ass.
Almost.
Look at him.
2 years, and it's sad to say I'll probably be able to wrestle circles around some of the guys.
He'll probably die.
You're going to be sucking wind, though, dude. You know
it. Oh, dude.
I'm only doing a battle royal.
Even
nothing.
Still.
I've done absolutely nothing.
He's just eight.
Nothing.
What if he's like, oh, yeah, I want you to go over the end spot for the battle royal?
I could do it.
Yeah.
I went, the longest I ever went without wrestling was about a year in between. I think that was 2002. Yeah, I didn't really wrestle at all in 2002, like maybe two matches. And I came back, I did a full match, worked the whole thing out. I was sucking wind at the end of it, but the only problem I really had was the guys that I was wrestling were calling spots that they knew I didn't know, but they didn't realize it until after the match. They were just like, oh, you know, I'm sorry. That's something that I've been doing, you know, for the last couple months. I forgot.
With a completely different guy.
Yeah. No, I forgot, you know, you haven't been around that you didn't know. You know, I'm like,
I changed it up.
Yeah.
What, you haven't been watching?
No. But, yeah.
I will...
He will prevail.
Like I said, I'm only going to be doing a battle royal, so...
It's not that bad.
Yeah, so if I did it, you could do it.
That's true. Well,
Mike says, Spider-Man is a piece of shit.
Thank you.
Christine has left the room, and a live-action Captain America movie is coming.
He is
dead. They're going to bring him back.
We'll bring this up. Yeah.
Steve Rogers is dead?
Oh, no.
Yes. If you
sent me his farts.
If you read Civil War and you haven't been informed already by the news, yes, Captain America died in the latest issue by a sniper, no less.
Quite amazing. He didn't get that 75-pound shield in front of him.
What's his superpower? He was strong.
He's like super strong. Yeah, he's got super ability.
He got the shield.
He was put through like he's put through like government tests and stuff like
he's
that.
He's got a 75-pound shield.
He was a nerd.
Agent Orange,
the 8-pound weakling.
Yes.
So they put him through all these experiments and created a super soldier. That's what he is. Mm.
Captain America dead,
gone.
Yep. But no one stays dead in the Marvel Universe except for Bucky.
That's about it.
What was the show that had the the pollution and stuff, fighting pollution?
Captain Planet.
Captain Planet.
That is completely
Captain Gay Ass.
He was a blue dude with green hair.
That show sucks.
Which I just realized just now is supposed to be like the Earth.
You're an idiot.
I never picked up on that until just this second.
My nickname for him was Crapton Faggot. I hated him so much.
It wasn't a good show.
It was terrible.
What's your name? Whoopi Goldberg was in that show.
Oh, really?
God. Oh, well, that should have been great then.
Wow. There you go. Makes up for it.
I think so. Yeah, she played the
Whoopi.
The black girl? Their spiritual person.
I think you might be right, too.
The one who used to give the kids the jobs, like, go here and clean up this planet or clean up this part of the planet.
I guess she did that in between.
Go to Africa and, cure AIDS.
Drop a nuclear warhead.
Oh, my God.
Go to the beach and pick up syringes with your bare hands.
So she did voiceovers for that show.
And now she's doing shitty radio.
In between filming as Guinan in Star Trek, because I think it was roughly the same time.
Yeah.
And doing like early 90s, I think.
And doing crappy comic
Hollywood
relief.
Squares and just being a fat black lesbian.
Wow. I think she's actually lost a lot of weight.
I think I don't give a fuck.
I think she's actually...
But she's got a...
She actually doesn't matter.
Yeah, right. You're right. You got a point.
Whoopi.
Whatever.
I refuse to even just say her name now. No, I'm Whoopi. Never saying it
Whoopi
again.
Whoopi Goldberg.
I'm never saying that again. That Goldberg word. That's Whoopi. Retarded.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I don't acknowledge that as like an actual name.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Oh, we're ending. You can hear the
Whoopi!
Shock will be wrestling at the, I think it's called the Powerhouse Gym.
He doesn't even know.
Wrestling
that's awesome.
Gym?
He doesn't even know where it is.
In Sewell, New Jersey.
At least it ain't a church basement.
And I will be playing at Connie's.
Oh, he's going to throw it in there now at the end.
I'm not like I'm going to show up.
I know.
We'll show up.
Either.
We're going.
I know you are because I asked you to.
Oh, yeah. Wow. If you get this before Saturday, you might be able to come. Yeah, this gets posted on Tuesday.
We'll see how busy he is.
So what did we learn today?
Nothing. Benny's Brown is dead.
Kiss sucks. Benny's Brown's dead.
Captain America, dead.
People are spreading AIDS unnecessarily.
AIDS, bad.
The whole world just sucks. Kill yourself.
Bad news,
money,
Brown.
Good. AIDS, bad.
Overmodulated.
That's going to be
asshole.
Very loud. Very loud.
That's the point.
Well, no. Ben is Brown needs to ghetto blast half of the country.
But he's
line
dead
them
corpse.
All up, yeah.
Penisteroid, baby.
There you go.
All right, Super Aristocrats, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, maybe. That's gonna stink, dude.